You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. 200 acres of wetland in Kenosha County is getting rehabbed. A plan, after several years of discussion, is moving ahead that will finally see the Pike River South Branch project get done. The initiative aims to rehab an area stretching from Highway K to Highway S. In a Waukegan courtroom yesterday, Robert Crimo III unexpectedly pleaded guilty to all charges against him. He was set to be on trial for the 2022 Highland Park 4th of July parade shooting. He'll be sentenced April 23rd. Investigators have said that Crimo considered a second attack in Madison before his arrest. The Racine Raiders are returning to the radio through a renewed partnership with WRJN. The season opener will be broadcast May 3rd. Kenosha Mayor David Bogdala gave his first State of the City address last night. He highlighted a 12% decrease in crime and increases in building permits. Reports of dead birds along Lake Michigan's shoreline from Racine to Green Bay are raising concerns about bird flu. The Wisconsin Humane Society saying they're seeing a rise in suspected bird flu admissions. They're urging people that if they see a bird dead near the water to give them a call. And the Racine County Eye is featuring an article today about the history of the Racine Bells and baseball. Readers can find the historical content on the Racine County Eye website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Another Brewers pitcher injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers manager Pat Murphy says he now has half a dozen pitchers dealing with injuries in spring training. The latest, Aaron Ashby, the lefty pitching last night against the Reds, had to leave the game with an apparent strained oblique muscle. The Reds went on to win 5-4. Ashby to undergo an MRI.
Even though it's frustrating, but just kind of, you know, what the timing feels like going on the mound.
The team has signed 36-year-old lefty Jose Quintana, who spent the last 2 years with the New York Mets. Basketball tonight. The Bucks are on the road in Atlanta to take on the Hawks. College hoops, number 12th ranked Wisconsin in the Twin Cities, 7:30 tomorrow night for a border battle with Minnesota. Did the Badgers' lack of shots fail them at Michigan State Sunday? Greg Gard.
Yeah, well, we had three possessions there at the end where we kind of had ball screen defense breakdowns is a word I'll use because I'm not going to use the word I use with the team.
That's Wisconsin's Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Oscars are in the books. In case you missed the annual celebration of movies, here is a rundown of the big winners. The Best Supporting Actor trophy was the first major category announced, and the winner was Kieran Culkin for his role in A Real Pain. Taking home Best Supporting Actress, to no one's surprise, was Zoe Saldana for her role in Emilia Perez, a film that was nominated for 13 awards and won two. Winning his second Oscar for Best Actor was Adrian Brody for his role in The Brutalist. He probably deserved it just based on how long he had to stay in character, given the length of the film. Best Actress went to Mikey Madison for her role as the title character in Anora. Anora was really the story of the night as it made history, with director Sean Baker becoming the first person ever to win four Oscars from the same film. Baker won for Best Original Screenplay, Best Director, and Best Picture as the film's producer. He also won for Best Editing. Anora was nominated 6 times and won 5. Some fun moments during Sunday's Oscar broadcast included Queen Latifah looking like she wore a parachute to the event during her nice tribute to Quincy Jones. There was also Adrian Brody, who won his second Best Actor Oscar for his performance in the nearly 4-hour-long film The Brutalist, and his acceptance speech was almost as long. There was Timothée Chalamet, who some thought was the odds-on favorite for Best Actor, dressed in a bright yellow pantsuit. Luckily, it's Hollywood, and the people around him were already wearing sunglasses. It's always exciting when history is made at such a big event. Anora writer-director Sean Baker won 4 Oscars for the film, becoming the first person ever to win 4 Academy Awards for the same film. The critically acclaimed director took home trophies for Best Original Screenplay, Best Director, and Best Picture. He is also the film's producer, and he won an Oscar for Best Editing. Anora was the talk of the night as lead actress Mikey Madison won Best Actress, giving Anora 5 Oscars out of 6 nominations. Not a bad Sunday. It was a bit of a slow weekend at the box office. Prognosticators say that is most likely due to the fact that it was Oscar weekend. Captain America Brave New World was #1 at theaters for a 3rd week in a row. The news is a bit of a surprise as it did not review particularly well with critics or audiences. The film pulled in $15 million over the weekend, bringing its total to $163 million domestically. This is a bit of a surprise because movie-going audiences who like a little action had another choice in the film Last Breath, a film about a scuba diving team trying to rescue one of their own. Last Breath drew a 76% on Rotten Tomatoes and has decent star power with Woody Harrelson leading the cast. Coming in third place was the horror film The Monkey in its second week of release, and holding down fourth place was Paddington in Peru. Fifth place, Dogman, which has shown incredible staying power. Get it? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have some rain on the way today and tonight. An inch or more of rain is possible. Our high today, right around 47. Tomorrow, we will see rain eventually change to snow, around an inch or so of accumulation, and it will get windy with gusts up to 35 to 40 likely tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.